Hello, hello, hello. Before we get started in today's interview, I want to tell you that we have a very special announcement for you. We have a brand new Sexy Money course with all the great 12 clearing codes of the original. Plus, we've got a new clearing code and four creator codes. All you need to do to get your hands on the first free call is go to jenna.com and look for the Sexy Money link. I am so excited for this new content. I'm so excited for this program, and it's just $37. Testimonials and comments have been coming in for years on how this quickly changes how they look, see, and perceive money, and how money flows in their life. I've gotten gifts from a woman that started a new scarving business that said that she would have never been able to have the courage to start it and create the wealth and the partners that she created without this course. It is phenomenal, and I am excited to offer it to you for just $37. Now, let's go ahead and get started. Hey, you guys. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Happy Empires podcast. Today's guest is Rachel Ingham, and she is really about helping us make an impact on Pinterest. And what I'd like to talk to her about is really making that whole ecosystem so that you attract your perfect audience and you do it with the ease of how you wish to grow your business. So, Rachel, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
When I look at the work that you do and the content that you put out, I would call you a hustler. Would you
Oh,
call
thank
yourself
you.
would you call yourself that?
No, I wouldn't honestly. I work really smart. And so I don't work long hours, especially now having a newborn baby at home. I just work really smart and I have a great team behind me that's there to support me. And I do the things that only I can do, which typically means I'm working right now 5 hours a week, but typically like 15 to 20 max.
Tell us, how does your day look like, especially now that we're in quarantine? Love to hear.
Well, right now is probably like so different than what it's been as I build my business because it typically revolves around taking care of a newborn baby. So that's feeding, pumping, cleaning poopy diapers, rocking her to sleep, walking around the house, doing laundry, and then squeezing in an hour of work to check on my students and do whatever needs to be done. This is kind of a rare exception. I don't have any podcast interviews scheduled for the first, I think, 3 months that she's born. I worked really hard, actually. I did hustle when I was like 7, 8, 9 months pregnant to batch 4 months of content. So I didn't really have to worry about stuff when she was born. But right now, yeah, it's mostly newborn baby life.
How did you get your interest focused on Pinterest?
Yeah, so I started off in network marketing and built that from really struggling, and we were struggling financially on food stamps and just all of that, couldn't find a job, to building a six-figure business with network marketing. And in the beginning, a big part of that success was Facebook and Instagram, primarily our Facebook page. And so I built my Facebook fan page. This was back in like 2013, 2012, 2013. And I built that fan page to 50,000 followers.
Wow.
And life was good. Like you could just post and then everyone would see it and they would comment on it and I could make sales so easily. And then when Facebook changed the algorithm, I had to shift what I was doing and I had to figure something else out because it wasn't like it just wasn't happening as easily as it used to. So I focused on creating really great blog content and putting it up on Pinterest. And I did not have this like strategy behind it or anything like that. I was just like, let's see how this works. And I noticed that my blog traffic started to increase and my email list was growing. And I looked at my Google Analytics and I had over 30,000 visitors coming to my blog every month from Pinterest. And I was
Wow.
like, what? How is like, this is crazy. And so I just decided, all right, I need to focus on this and kind of go all in and started teaching other entrepreneurs because I saw they had the same problem that I did. And the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, can you share kind of the like maybe share like one of your best posts and the performance that they did, and kind of take us through like the whole ecosystem of how this is set up, so that even people who are really new to Pinterest or social media can really get a handle on how it works.
Yeah. So I'll share for my fitness business, just an example that worked really well. So first off, when I started my blog, it was all things general health and fitness, even some lifestyle stuff in there. And it wasn't until I started looking at my Google Analytics and realizing that my top performing posts were about keto, high fat, low carb, and intermittent fasting. And so I decided I'm going to niche down and just focus on that. And so get into the head of the pinner. They're searching for something specific, like a problem they want solved, or research that they're doing, or they're looking to buy something. A lot of pinners are like early in the shopping process. And so if they're searching for keto, and they find my blog post on keto peanut butter fat bombs, which are amazing, and you should totally look them up and try them. They're so good. And that has been repinned like over 100,000 times. Like, it's just crazy. And so they come to my blog post and they're like, sweet, this is keto. But then they look around my blog and it's all kinds of random crap that have nothing to do with keto. That person's going to be probably kind of like annoyed and go back to Pinterest, because they're like, this is a great post, but this isn't really what I was looking for. If when I switched my blog, that same person comes to my blog, they see the keto peanut butter fat bombs, and then they see a pop-up and they're like, oh, she has a free keto meal plan that's going to help me. And oh man, she has all these other keto like recipes and blog posts that's going to help me with this too. This is amazing. And that's kind of how we built everything so quickly, is because we were super focused on niching down to that one specific thing.
Wow. So basically after they get to your site, then they get opted into your list. And then you have what, a series of autoresponders that offer them different programs or products or systems. Do you want to tell us just a little about those products or systems?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have like network marketing. I'm still making money from that, which is crazy, by the way. And I'm still selling. I have an ebook, a keto ebook that I sell on my blog, as well as like a fitness program as well. And so those things, I have the keto ebook is like on the thank you page of that freebie. So we call it a baby offer. And so people will opt into the freebie and then they'll see that. And then within our emails too, you know, I changed this a lot since I'm not really running that business anymore. And I didn't want to have to do it, but it worked really well in at the time of routing people to a Facebook group. And they would request to join that Facebook group. And in there, I was able to build a relationship with them, add more value to them, run 5-day challenges in there. That was able to get people into the program of whatever it is that was offering at the time.
Very cool. So really, you run two businesses. You run kind of this, I teach you how to do this in Pinterest. And then you also run this network marketing business where you do kind of a very similar process. It's highly niched down. And then you just take them from traffic to a little funnel or a big funnel.
Right. And so the business that I'm actually running currently, it's the Pinterest one where I'm teaching you how to use Pinterest. We're still making money off of our network marketing and our fitness blog. That's completely automated. And that's one of the beautiful things about Pinterest, is that your pins will live on for years. Like, I'm still driving traffic to a blog post I did in 2014, 2015, which is pretty crazy.
Right. What are some of the big tricks or hacks that you do in Pinterest? I mean, do you add tags and
keywords are everything, specific long tail keywords. And so a keyword might be the word fitness. A long tail keyword, well, let's actually use keto as an example. So a keyword would be like keto. A more specific long tail keyword would be keto peanut butter fat bombs. And so you want to use those more specific long tail keywords, because that'll give you a much higher chance of actually showing up at the very top of Pinterest. And so we use that in our pin description whenever we upload a pin. So let's say I do a blog post on those keto peanut butter fat bombs, and I have a gorgeous pin to go along with it that I made in Canva. I'll upload it with a pin description. It's not keyword stuffing. It's very conversational, because it's a human being that's reading these, but I'm using that long tail keyword in that pin description. So I'll say, oh, hey, have you ever tried keto peanut butter fat bombs? This is my first time and I am obsessed with these. You need to repin, come grab my free keto meal plan and check out these keto peanut butter fat bombs.
Wow. You know, it's all the social media platforms are a little bit different. And I've just learned that about YouTube. Like, you're not just supposed to be like,
hashtagging like online business. I mean, it needs to be like really, really specific. Like how to do a blurry background on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, so you call, and you call those, I guess I was still thinking those were still keywords or tags, but you call that a long tail tag. I've never heard that term before.
Long tail keyword. It's just basically like a short phrase that someone would actually be searching. So you have to think about your ideal client and get inside their head.
Right.
And think when they're on Pinterest, what are they searching for specifically? They have something very specific that they're looking for. And you need to use that in your pin descriptions.
Like what would they put in
the search bar?
Yeah. That's a huge tip. It took me a long time to figure that one out.
Yeah, it's gold.
do you do Facebook ads and send traffic that way? Or what are some of your...
Totally. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge believer of not putting all of your eggs in one basket. And so you got to diversify your traffic sources. So we do SEO for Google, which is really easy. If you're already creating content for Pinterest, might as well just do SEO too. Like it's not going to take you that much work. We do Facebook ads just because the ROI on those like are insane. Might as well. And we also have our own podcast, the She's Making an Impact podcast. And then we have a Facebook group too, with over 10,000 rockstar entrepreneurs, the She's Making an Impact Facebook group. And Instagram, we have over 20,000 followers there. And then my social media girl actually just started a TikTok account for us. And she was like, Rachel, can I get you on TikTok? And I'm like, I want nothing to do with it. You take it and you run.
Well, it's funny because one of the girls that I follow, who's a blogger, you may know her, Lauren Everett Spostick. She just started a TikTok account. And I was like, now I've got to start one. Not because, not really necessarily as a marketing strategy yet, but I was, I wanted to watch all our TikToks to see how she did it. Like she'll do these little tiny recipes like pineapple and almond milk and, ice cream or whatever. Right. And make these shakes. And, she does it like this short little video TikTok, it's not like what my daughter does, who's 14. That's like do with the music in the background, but she
all
does
the dancing. I see all the dancing on there and I'm like,
come on.
Yeah. I'm like, you're not going to catch me dancing at all.
No, it was funny because my son, who's 23, he said, oh, I just aged myself. he said, don't get on it. You will get addicted to it. It's designed to get you addicted. I'm like, that's why I want to be on it. But from a marketing standpoint, it's a smart idea.
I mean, for sure. I mean, whatever Gary Vaynerchuk says to do, I pretty much listen to him. So he's always talking about TikTok. We're on LinkedIn too, because he talks about that. So we have content that we repurpose and put all over the place. So we have it on LinkedIn, and then we have a YouTube channel too. So kind of everywhere.
Who are your favorite people to podcast or watch, or bloggers? Who do you love watching?
Ooh, Pat Flynn. I really like him. He's just a cool dude. Ed Milet, Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, Stephen Furtick. He's not like a blogger. He's more of a pastor, but I just love his YouTube videos. Shalene Johnson.
Yes. She's great.
Those would be like my top faves.
Do you listen, see Sunny Leonarduzzi? Oh no. So I feel like her and Shalene seem to, or maybe it's Angie Lee. Angie Lee does.
Oh, Angie Lee. Yeah.
She's cute. Kind of rogue though. I'm like,
her whole strategy is that she's polarizing, and either like you love her and you're totally going to vibe with her, or you're going to be super turned off and annoyed by her, which is a smart marketing strategy.
What's something new that you've learned like this year that you are like, oh, this is gold?
Ooh, that's a good question. biggest thing would be really focusing on my back end. Because what I'm really, really, really good at is the front end marketing of lead generation, yeah. getting sales in, especially sales that are under like $1,000. Mm-hmm. And I actually hired a coach to help me kind of build out our back end. And so working on high ticket sales and building out programs based off of that, that's been one of my main focuses over the past year. And it's been a lot of fun getting to help. We have our program Activate, which is like working with people, helping them, kind of teaching them step by step what I did to grow my business as quickly as we did through online courses and kind of building your email list and that kind of thing. And being able to see our students really crushing it in there and being able to provide them support has been awesome.
Yeah. How big is your team right now?
Ariana does like project management. Michelle does customer service. Lizzie does social media. Andrea does Pinterest management.
Wow.
Helen is our head coach within Activate. And then we have three other coaches in that program that are helping me and supporting me with our students and doing like private coaching calls. We have a spiritual mentor helping our students in Activate. They get private calls with her too. Uh-huh. Michelle does our Facebook ads. We hired Gravy to do customer retention. Please say I didn't forget somebody.
Michelle was who I was with.
We have two Michelles. So you talk to Michelle for our customer service. I think that's everybody.
Yeah. You know,
sorry if I forgot you.
it was so great. How you responded to, you know, to this request. And I mean, it's like your customer service, I really felt taken care of.
Oh, good. I'll tell her that. That'll make her happy. It was
great. Because sometimes, you know, you're talking with the entrepreneur and then, you know, because this quarantine, things get mixed up. But she was like really professional with it all. And I just thought that it was fantastic. So you can.
She's great. I would be lost without her. I would be lost without all of them, to be honest. Like there's no way. Like when you see somebody that has a great business, it's not just them. They might be the face of the brand, but they have people that are supporting them. And so the biggest thing is not doing little tasks that anyone can do. And that's one of the biggest things that I really shifted in over the past couple of years is what's my zone of genius? What are the things that only I can do? And so only I can show up and do this podcast recording, but Michelle can help me get everything set up. And then when it's my podcast, when we do the interviews, Lizzie can go in and edit them and create our blog for it. And Andrea can create our Pinterest image for it and upload it and everything. That's been huge.
Why don't you tell my audience how fast you have grown? How fast you have scaled up over the years.
How fast we scaled this business?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did, our first year we did $430,000 in sales, which I was like, I had no idea that was actually possible. I set my goal for 250. And I was like, wouldn't it be really cool if we did that? And we hit that like in August and I was like, holy crap, like anything is possible. And that really just kind of opened my eyes. I need to think bigger. I need to like dream bigger and see how many people I can serve. So through our online courses, we've been able to serve at least 4,500 students, over the past 2.5 years.
Wow. That is an empire. What can you tell us a little bit about the vision that you're growing here?
The biggest thing is creating a business where it's not about me. It's about our students and the people that we're helping and supporting, but also that we're helping them earn money so they can give back and make a greater impact. And then that we're supporting our family, but like we don't need a big fancy house and we don't need like a nice new car. We drive a 2008 car and another one that has like 100,000 miles on it. Our big thing is how can we give back and make an impact globally? And so my husband is from Senegal, West Africa. And that's where we met. I was living there. I was doing mission work over there when we met back in 2010. And our biggest vision is we started a nonprofit, Global Mercy Impact, of starting a school, building wells, and seeing like, how can we take the money that we're earning in this business and really use it to help support other communities and other people around the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed you had a globe in your logo and your
name.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm glad I asked now.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Cool. So you're really doing this for the greater good, like really creating a great impact.
Yeah, for sure.
I love hearing that. I love hearing it. I wrote down just a couple other questions. What is one strategy that if you could impart on the audience that you would want to share with them? What would be one gold strategy?
Repurpose your content that you already have. So a lot of times people think to do well on Pinterest, they need to create original content, and you don't have to. Mm-hmm. So if you have a podcast, you can take that content and transcribe it or create really great show notes and put it on a blog and put it on Pinterest. If you have same thing with like a Facebook Live show that you're doing or a YouTube channel that you have, just transcribe it or create really great show notes that people from Pinterest can come and see. And then you're just working a heck of a lot smarter. And so a lot of people are like, oh, I've just spent so much time to get this set up and to actually implement it. And you really don't. You can take the stuff that you already have and just repurpose it and have that content working for you. Because when you think about creating like a Facebook Live video or, you know, an Instagram TV or something like that, those platforms aren't searchable. And so you're working really hard to create content that people are going to see once if they do see it, unless you're running ads. And so you can take that content and put it on Pinterest, and then it's going to be working for you years later.
Yeah. Have you ever done a pin that goes direct to a sale?
No. Get into the head of the Pinterest user. So it's cold traffic that's coming from Pinterest, right? And it's going to be really, really rare that they're going to land on a sales page of someone they don't know and actually purchase. And so the biggest goal is to get them to a blog post where you're adding value to that person and then getting them on your email list where then you can market to them in the future. I mean, you could even market to them on that thank you page. So like I talked about having a baby offer. That's totally fine. But the biggest goal is taking Pinterest traffic, getting them on your email list. Biggest thing.
Right. And I was just more curious than anything. Like once you create like a community, would they just buy? You know, could you just say, here's a product? So
once you have an email list, then you could do that. You could send
I was just wondering if you ever did it from pins, because that's not where we focus our attention to get traffic. Although after this interview, things
might change it.
Yeah. Cause this isn't a topic that it's like Pinterest. So that's just like for clothes or building stuff, right? Like, you know, I collect ideas there and then I just, you know, got tattoo ideas and things. Fabulous. Why don't you share a little bit about how people can start working with you and a couple of your offers?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could go get our free Pinterest cheat sheet if you go to pinwithrachel.com. That's a great place to start. And we have 10 smart strategies to help you get started with Pinterest. You could check out our free Pinterest masterclass if you go to freepinterestclass.com, and I'll be diving into more of these strategies in more depth and more detail. Our blog and our podcast, She's Making an Impact. So she'smakinganimpact.com. You could just click on the Work With Me page. We have a Pinterest course that we sell, as well as Activate, private coaching, group coaching, and Pinterest management as well.
Fabulous. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to put in the post when we post this, which will be about the third week of May. I'm going to put all those links at the bottom for you guys.
Perfect.
And just a reminder, if you watch on YouTube, please comment and let us know and subscribe to the channel and hit the bell and all those other good things so that we know you're there and you'll get notified when we come out with our next show. Also, if you are on Apple, I would love if you'd give us an iTunes review. We just took our old podcast and renamed it to this. So we have like no reviews anymore. So I would love it if you guys would do that for us. And Rachel, anything else that you want to add to this conversation before we wrap up?
The biggest thing is just being consistent and persistent. And so Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your business. You know, I talked about how fastly we saw success in this business, but I was able to really implement the strategies that I learned over the past 6 years plus of being an entrepreneur in my first business and all those years of personal development and investing in myself. And so the biggest thing is just work on your own personal growth, have a mentor, and just never give up.
Yeah. Huge tip. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.